WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
That doesn't happen.
First Lady Jill Biden hosted a Toys for Tots event at the White House.
The First Lady joined military families at the White House to sort toys that will be distributed to families in need ahead of the holidays. In brief remarks, she thanked the group for, quote, bringing delight to children across the nation. It's the fourth year Biden has taken part in a Toys for Tots event. The program was started back in 1947. According to the First Lady's office, it has helped to distribute more than 650 million toys to nearly 300 million children to date. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
Shop Talk, Frankie Muniz, Brian Cranston, and Jane Kaczmarek are reuniting for a new four-episode run of Malcolm in the Middle for Disney Plus, 25 years after the beloved sitcom first launched. The premise for the reunion, Hal and Lois are demanding Malcolm's for their 40th wedding anniversary. The new episode is to be crafted by original series creator Linwood Boomer. No air dates were announced for the Malcolm in the Middle relaunch. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb During. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed, and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet, freezing rain, and rain possible at times. Highs climb to the mid-30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday, high near 40. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the politrickster of the day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. It's Friday the 13th. I always loved Friday the 13th. I started two businesses on Friday the 13th. One of them intentionally. The first one unintentionally. It did really well, so I thought, hey, that worked out well. We've got a lot to talk about today. And of course, it's Anything Goes Friday. We have no guests. It's just you and me all day. So, whatever's on your mind, feel free to cue it up. I want to get into whether Donald Trump, the people that he has identified as his enemies, should be pardoned preemptively by Joe Biden. Elon Musk, his purchase of the United States government, and I don't know how else you can describe it, is already starting to pay returns. He's getting dividends on this investment. I'll tell you about that in a moment. In the second hour of our program, why the next recession starts on January 20th or, early February. Also, more Americans that ever think the U.S. government should do health care for all, Medicare for all, or some variation of it. And in the third hour of our program, Alvin Bragg has some strategies to deal with Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg is the only prosecutor in America who has ever successfully convicted Trump of a felony in criminal court. And also, how did ranked choice voting do in the last election? We'll do a quick review of that. But I want to start out with pardoning Trump's opponents. Last night, I was on Dan Abrams' show at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific time on News Nation. And in fact, we opened the show. And it was a debate between me and this person. I'll just leave it at that. Who was arguing that Democrats want to blow up the rule of law by pardoning the people who are in Trump's crosshairs, and that will forever prevent any investigations of Joe Biden or anybody and his crime family, et cetera, which is nonsense. The simple reality is that Donald Trump is not a normal president and won't be, has promised not to be a normal president. If Mitt Romney was about to be sworn into the White House, I would not be having this conversation with you. I would not have written this op-ed for HartmanReport.com. And in fact, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know, Mitt Romney is a normal Republican, an old-fashioned Republican, the kind of guy who wants tax cuts for the billionaires, deregulation for companies, of course, who thinks that social programs, is horrified by the fact that only about half of Americans earn enough money to pay taxes. He's not concerned about how much they earn. He's concerned that, the lower income Americans don't have to pay taxes, and he does. He doesn't want to tear down the republic. He lost an election and gracefully said, I lost. Barack Obama's, second term is here. And God bless him, and I wish him well. And he showed up for the inauguration. Mitt Romney was a normal guy. Donald Trump is not Mitt Romney. Donald Trump has said that he wants General Mark Milley executed. He said he wants to see how Liz Cheney would feel if nine guns were pointed at her head, and if she was in front of a firing squad. He just on Sunday said she should be in prison, as well as everybody else in the January 6th committee. Benny Thompson, the chairman of the January 6th committee, has come out and said, yeah, if he gives me a pardon, I'll take it. And I think that's true of everybody else on the committee. Now, giving everybody a preemptive pardon is not going to prevent investigations, contrary to what my debating opponent last night on News Nation had to say. I fully expect that both the House and Senate will be having investigative committees that will be looking into the crimes of Democrats during the Biden administration. It's going to be a crap show. It's going to be a circus. Of course. I mean, you know, Republicans have to do this because they have nothing else. They don't want us talking about what they're doing to Social Security. They don't want us talking about what they're doing to Medicare. They don't want us talking about how they're going to gut Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act and strip health care coverage away from millions of people. They don't want us talking about how they're going to get rid of the banking regulators and dispose of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that has recovered some $20 billion from financial institutions that have ripped off average Americans. They don't want us talking about any of that. They don't want us talking about ending net neutrality, with Brendan Carr now starting in January as the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission. They don't want us talking about the crimes that they're committing, basically, against democracy. What they do want us talking about is, oh, my God, you mean during the Biden administration that happened? And, of course, that will be spun as something just, you know, way out of proportion from what it really is. And if you think I'm exaggerating, if you think this is not a legitimate concern, if you think that when Elon Musk says, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci, but he's just joking, if you think that there's no need for these preemptive pardons, then I refer you to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was facing some 40 years in prison. And David Weiss, the inquisitor who had been appointed by Bill Barr and Donald Trump during his last term, and who Merrick Garland stupidly allowed to continue in his job after Joe Biden was inaugurated, David Weiss was prosecuting him, and they worked out a plea deal. I mean, I'll give you the details in just a second, but they worked out a plea deal where Hunter Biden didn't have to go to jail. He just had to admit that he screwed up, that he broke the law, that he didn't pay his taxes, and that he checked the box on Form 7743, the federal form that asks if you're a drug user when you want to buy a gun. And here's what he was charged with. Millions of Americans every year, an estimated 20 million Americans actually, buy a gun and, you know, fill out the federal form and check the box saying, I do not use illegal drugs, when they are, in fact, using pot. And obviously, in many cases, other drugs as well, but pot is the most common one, the 20 million Americans using pot, because it's legal in so many states or available everywhere. None of them have ever been prosecuted. One guy, well, with one exception, one guy was prosecuted for checking the box. Now, about 100 people a year get prosecuted for checking the box, you know, as an addition to their sentence. But they are always being prosecuted for things like running guns or ghost guns or whatever, you know, for bigger crimes, and they're just looking for ways to keep them in jail longer. So they use the check the box thing. The one guy who was prosecuted for checking the box and checking the box alone, although this started with a drug bust, he was stopped in his car and he was smoking pot in a state where it was illegal. It was in Louisiana. His name was Patrick Darnell Daniels Jr., and his case was overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is a non-crime, basically, that Hunter Biden was charged with. And yet David Weiss wanted him to go to jail for 20 years, or was charging him in a way that could, you know, that could be the outcome. That was charge number one. Charge number two was that he didn't pay his taxes for 2 years. The federal government actually has a program where if you are an addict and you don't pay your taxes, you get a pass on going to prison if you pay your taxes in full and you pay the interest on the taxes that you owed, and it's a pretty high rate, and you pay massive fines for having, you know, not paid your taxes. Hunter Biden did all of those things. The IRS recovers billions of dollars a year from people who didn't pay their taxes, and then when they got nailed by the IRS, they pay up, they pay the fines, they pay the interest, and everything is good. You know, they have to plead guilty to having screwed up, but everything is good. But David Weiss wanted to send Hunter Biden to prison for that, too. So if they're going to go after Hunter Biden, who had nothing to do with politics, he was never elected to anything. He never crossed Donald Trump. He didn't investigate Donald Trump. He didn't prosecute Donald Trump. He wasn't Jack Smith. He wasn't Alvin Bragg. He wasn't Letitia James. If they're going to go after Hunter Biden, they'll go after all these other people. And so I am of the opinion that it would be a good thing if Joe Biden, President Biden, were to preemptively issue blanket pardons for all of these people who were involved with prosecuting Trump, investigating Trump, Bob Mueller, everybody on his team, the people at the FBI who raided Mar-a-Lago, Jack Smith and his team, all the members of the January 6th committee, and anybody else, and the 50 or so people on Kash Patel's enemy list that he published in his book. Pardon them all.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What say you? 16 minutes past the hour. I want to get into Elon Musk's return on investment right after this. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive. thrive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever watched your diet and exercised thinking it'll get your cholesterol numbers down and it doesn't work as well as you'd hoped? Well, try this. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's just one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Enemies marked for standing tall, while democracy's cracks threaten us all. Hunters, the warning, the first to fall. Selective justice, a political call. The game is rigged, the rules are bent. We can't stay silent, this is the moment. Pardoning Trump's opponents is a weakness, it's a stand against the dark. Protecting voices that spoke the truth from the strong man's vengeful mark. It's not surrender, it's the fight for right. Shielding freedom in the coming night. Liz Cheney spoke when others hid. Her words like fire, her courage bit.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump, let me start over again here. Elon Musk is, of course, the guy who bought the presidency for Donald Trump and is also the guy who seems to think he's running America. And he, of course, most of his fortune is from this company, Tesla, which he bought from two guys who started it back in the day. Elon has not really invented anything other than, you know, how to build a business. And he's quite competent at that, apparently, although the people over at Twitter would like to have a word with you about that. Nonetheless, one of the things that Musk does not like is the fact that there have been 9 different safety recalls on vehicles that have auto driving systems and involving 4 different companies, including Tesla, and that 40 out of 45 fatal crashes, according to the National Highway Safety Traffic Safety Administration, 40 out of 45 fatal crashes involving these automated driving systems have been with Tesla vehicles. So what do you do when you don't like that kind of publicity? You shoot the investigators, metaphorically. So here's the headline. You know, Donald Trump's transition team will make a recommendation that would sabotage the government's ability to investigate and regulate the safety of self-driving vehicles like those Elon Musk's company is developing. This is going to be the most corrupt administration in the history of America, and there's some competition for that, particularly when you look at the Roaring Twenties, or if you look at Andrew Jackson, or for that matter, Andrew Johnson. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday charged Cantor Fitzgerald, this is a massive international financial services firm, with violating laws related to regulatory disclosures. They have agreed to settle the charges by paying a $6.7 million fine and promising not to break the law in the future. This is similar to an $18 million settlement the Digital World Acquisition Corp agreed to pay the SEC back in July 2023. That's the company that became Trump Media. But what's interesting about the Cantor Fitzgerald one is that the guy who runs Cantor Fitzgerald, the chairman and the CEO, the guy who literally runs it, Howard Lutnick, was just nominated by Donald Trump to be chair of the Commerce Department, which will oversee these kind of things. Right. Meanwhile, Congress is trying to pass, here's one more. I'll give you the Congress story right after the break, but I just have a few seconds. The next recession starts here. Trump team weighs abolishing bank regulators. Again, you know, here you've got, for example, Representative Andy Barr, Republican from Kentucky and a Trump ally who's on the House Financial Services Committee and has received millions of dollars in campaign contributions from the financial sector. And he's arguing, and apparently Trump and his advisors are excited about this, plan to weaken or abolish altogether top bank regulators, including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. This, according to the Wall Street Journal. The new Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency is asking nominees under consideration to head the FDIC and OCC if their watchdogs could be eliminated and have their functions absorbed by Treasury. And they're only apparently going to appoint these people if they say, yeah, sure, kill off the agency, put me in charge of it and I'll help you, apparently. Project 2025, of course, also proposed to, quote, merge the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the FDIC, the National Credit Union Administration, and the Federal Reserve's non-monetary supervisory and regulatory functions, by way of, consolidate, compress, and, collapse, basically. It's amazing. I got to tell you about this COSA story right after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the muskrat would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offer in our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises claiming he'll repair. But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls the press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bends. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire.
Yep, don't obey in advance. Welcome back. Congress must pass COSA by Christmas. What's COSA? Well, this is an amazing story. This is from after Jonathan Haidt's newsletter, Substack newsletter, afterbabble.com. He says, imagine the following situation. There's a toy that kills dozens or hundreds of children every year and harms millions more. The toy maker makes the toy available for free to any child who can reach the internet, so parents can't stop their children from playing with the toy unless they tightly monitor and control the children's access to the internet, even at school. Because parents feel so powerless, the toy becomes their greatest fear. And the vast majority want the government to compel the toy maker to remove a few of the toy's most dangerous features. Year after year, the government does nothing. Congress finally acts in a stunningly bipartisan fashion to craft a modest bill that would remove a few, just a few, of the toy's most dangerous features without restricting children's continued access to the toy. It passes the Senate by a landslide vote of 91-3 and is then sent to the House of Representatives, and then, where there's overwhelming bipartisan support for it, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, kills the bill. This is COSA, the Kids Online Safety Act, and it would have passed. The FBI investigated 12,600 cases of online sextortion that occurred between October 21 and March 23. They identified 20 deaths by suicide directly linked to these cases. These teens would still be alive were it not for, you know, our social media being unregulated. Snapchat gets 10,000 reports of sextortion per month, according to this article, as reported in a lawsuit, State of New York versus Snap Inc. 700,000 Snapchatters are exposed to drug content every single day, according to Snapchat. Now, if this was an actual toy, the Consumer Product Safety Commission whatever the agency is. I think that's the name of the agency. But there's an agency that regulates toys, right? If you sell a toy, you know, a crib that suffocates kids or a toy that kills kids or whatever, they force you to issue a recall. You have to fix it. But not with social media. So who is, you know, why is it that suddenly Mike Johnson, congressman from Louisiana, and his House Majority Leader, Stephen Scalise, also congressman from Louisiana, why is it that they're killing this bill that could literally save the lives of American children, not to mention the mental health of them? Why are they killing this bill? Well, it turns out this guy who just gave $1 million to Donald Trump, Mr. Zuckerberg, owns Meta, and Meta, together with ByteDance, is spending more than, according to this report, spending more than $200,000 a day in the first half of 2024 to block COSA. But perhaps more consequentially, given that Mike Johnson, who just killed the bill unilaterally over the opposition of both Democrats and Republicans, is from Louisiana, and he was supported in that by Steve Scalise, who's also from Louisiana, Meta just announced that they're going to spend $10 billion to build an AI facility in Louisiana, their home state. I'm telling you, we have the most corrupt Republican Party in the history of America, and we are about to have the most corrupt government in the history of America. And I don't think it's going to end well for us. So, what's on your mind? Wally in Portage, Indiana. Hey, Wally, what's up?
How are you doing, Tom?
Great. What's on your mind?
I think the major threat, the biggest threat to our country right now is this new president wife I shouldn't say new, but again,
you mean melanoma? Melania?
Yeah, her parents were Communist Party members. I think she's an agent of the Communist Party. Her parents have lived in the White House. This is an existential threat that needs to, I mean, every American should be outraged about this to begin with.
Ivana, his first wife, her father was an agent of the KGB. I mean, he reported to the KGB on her and Donald Trump regularly. We know that now, or at least it's been reported. I don't know that Melania was at all political. I think she was just a pretty girl who wanted to be a model and came to the United States.
Good front for a spy. That's a great front for a spy.
Yeah,
because you're moving around traveling. And yeah. I think the Russians are way ahead in their spying than we think.
I don't think they need Melania. You've got Donald Trump calling up Vladimir Putin and saying, "Vladimir, what would you like me to do for you today?"
But her parents are roaming the White House, roaming Mar-a-Lago, or her mother's passed away.
I mean, his first weeks in office in 2017, Donald Trump handed off an American and Israeli spy to Sergei Lavrov and Sergei Kislyak, the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador to the United States, burned a spy in the first weeks in office. He stole thousands of top secret documents. He asked the director of national intelligence to compile a list of all of America's spies all over the world. That list was given to Donald Trump. That list is still missing. And shortly after that list was given to Donald Trump, the New York Times reported that the CIA was freaked out because their agents all over the world were being assassinated. I mean, you know, what more do you need, Wally? We don't need Melania here.
Well, maybe not, but I think it's an ace in the hole for the Communist Party or Social Party. Plus, with her father there, while Donald's out of town or golfing, he could be rummaging through the boxes of files.
Yeah, entirely possible. I just don't know that much about her family, frankly.
I see Frontline on PBS about them, and they had close ties to the Russian government for decades. And I heard you mention the other day that Donald's had a relationship with Russia for decades now.
Yeah, it goes back to 86 or 87 when he and Ivana went over there. And then he came back and published paid for editorials arguing that we should pull out of NATO and stop supporting Japan.
And I think they were a catalyst pushing him to run for president.
Oh, they were. They absolutely were. And he actually went up to New Jersey and gave a speech in 87. He was thinking about running for president in 87.
You are correct. I remember that. And
incredible stuff.
I think this is all part of the plan to get Melania. She's a dedicated agent, and I wouldn't be surprised if Trump tries changing the presidential age lower so Barron can step in.
We'll see.
Seriously.
No, I get it. I totally get it. He's nepotism or us. I mean, that's his brand. Wally, thanks for the call. Barbara in Oakland, California. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
I want to say and ask a question. What large country that you know of lost their democracy but was able to get it back?
Ukraine.
Okay.
I mean, that's at the top of the list. I'd have to think. I think you could also point to pretty much every democracy in Europe. They lost them to the Nazis, and then they got them back after World War II. But if you're talking about, the Russians coming in and paying somebody, in this case it was Paul Manafort, paid him $14 million to help get Viktor Yanukovych elected as president of Ukraine. Yanukovych was a stooge for Putin. And Manafort did that, and he got Yanukovych elected. And then the Ukrainians rose up and had a revolution against that. And Yanukovych got kicked out, and ultimately Zelensky got elected president. There was another guy in the middle there. And who was, sort of democratic and sort of corrupt, but not a Putin puppet. And was it Petro Poroshenko? I don't. I'm not remembering the name, but I'm not certain of the name. But yeah, Ukraine did. So you know, there's hope, Barbara. There's hope.
Okay. Then my point is this: the time factor that it taken to destroy it. They're robbing this country, which is us, blind,
yep.
And they're taking out all the agencies and the threatening the programs and funding, which we will have if we do have another election coming after Trump.
I'm with you. Yeah, no, I agree, Barbara. And this all started with Reagan, the deconstruction of America and the transferring of our assets to the billionaires. And
you're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise, 28 Weeks Later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet, freezing rain, and rain possible at times. Highs climb to the mid-30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday, high near 40. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. "I'll stop," says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I donate regularly, it's kind of a small thing, but I think that we need to broaden our definition of the word economy. I know you and also Robert Reich said that we have had a good economy under Biden. And I know by all the traditional indicators we have, but, you know, even though employment is high, the quality of that of those jobs are low. Pay is low.
Pay, actually, income across the United States over the last 4 years, average annual income has increased by $4,000 per paycheck. Now, obviously, it hasn't affected everybody, but
that's substantial. That confuses me because I hear that sometimes, but I also hear that we're still, over the last 50 years, way behind inflation, and they haven't raised
behind. You know, we're in net positive territory now as a result of Joe Biden's actions. But it's still relatively flat, which is crazy because, you know, efficiency or productivity, rather, has just skyrocketed in the last 40 years.
And inflation has slowed down, but the prices are still sky high. Yeah.
And also, they're going to stay that way.
I can never afford a house. I have my own business. Medical insurance is $1,000 a month. Yeah. And, you know, I just hope they don't deny my claim, but I can't afford that. And that is, you know, that's not usually considered part of the economy. That's a different issue. But I think most Americans think that it is, you know, the overall cost of living. People are having a hard time getting by. Yeah. I feel like the usual traditional indicators of the economy doesn't really define it the way most people think about it. Actually, I also wanted to disagree with you about something else. MSNBC, you one time called that a progressive news channel. It's full of Republicans and ex-Republicans.
I know. I would say the Rachel Maddow show, the Chris Hayes show, the Joy Reid show are progressive programs. But, you know, you're right. The entire network is not progressive. And Ali Velshi is one of the very best out there. Ali Velshi, I think, does the best program on television right now. He just does a spectacular job. Him and Rachel Maddow. But yeah, I know I get what you're saying, Steve, and your disagreements are noted, and I'm not disagreeing with your disagreements. Thank you for the call. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yes, Heidi Kuda hit the mark when she told you about the second women's march, that Russians went after it to, you know, be against the women's march. What I spoke to you last week about this women's march.
You're talking about the proposed march on Washington, D.C. on January 17th?
Right. Well, Heidi Kuda said that after the second women's march, Russia went after it with the fake news and stuff like that.
Right.
It was really important that she's done the investigation into this kind of, I call it a diversion.
Yeah.
You know, last command first in the military is the diversion.
Yeah. No, you're right, Jerry, and she's going to be on the show next week, so we'll continue that conversation.
Yeah, so I think that's just so much information that we need to, you know,
contact.
As you say, our senators or whatever.
Yeah, I completely agree. Jerry, thank you. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Greetings on Freya's Day once again.
Indeed.
Tom, I learned a new word this week. It's called percepticide. It's killing or distorting perception of reality. I think this is a word that the Democrats could concentrate on in their new messaging, that the distortion about the economy, where people thought that we had unemployment and recession and all that, that the corporations, while I was on holding, you read from the book Corporate Conspiracy by Richard Belcher, where they hide all the damage they're doing, not only the supposed benefits to the economy, but damage to the environment, all this, that's being hidden. So percepticide as a new word to focus on what is happening to all these people that have voted and been sucked in by the Republicans. Another quick comment. This week I saw a black guy was driving a car around, and it says, "I voted for the felon." I don't know if that has a double meaning or what, people to vote for the felon is that their perception of reality is somehow really dead.
Yeah, is that actually a new word, Keno, or is it an old word that was newly discovered by you?
Well, a book called Embodied Activism, it talked about this idea of percepticide. It's a new word I just learned.
Cool.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I'll have to look it up, percepticide. I love it. Have you ever seen Mrs. Byrne's Dictionary, B-Y-R-N-E?
No, I have not.
Look it up. You can find them used on Amazon and other eBay. Mrs. Byrne's Dictionary of Unusual Words. It's hysterical. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Popular weight loss drugs and other factors appear to be bending the curve on obesity in the U.S.
U.S. obesity rates are down for the first time in over a decade, dipping from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% last year. Researchers who conducted the study in JAMA Health Forum credit factors like increased physical activity post-COVID and the rise of weight loss medications, including GLP-1 receptor antagonists like Ozempic. The South, where these drugs were prescribed the most, saw meaningful declines, but experts point out this region also experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates among those with obesity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're getting rumblings that Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief exec, may drop his fight against extradition from Altoona, Pennsylvania, to New York City. Texas is suing a New York physician for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. This is ABC News.